Anteriormente en programa tonto.
Me gustan muchas gorditas.
Programa tonto.
I wrote a song for a girl, but it was on a jaw harp, so no one cared.
Programa tonto.
He's waving his fist in front of my face. He's like, da, 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 da.
Well, it's like your Friday nights. You're used to this. Da, 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 da.
I'm usually blacked out.
Programa tonto.
I think awesome. What we need to do to bridge the culture gap is we need to steal baby Jesus and replace him with poop.
Yeah!
And then light it on fire.
Yeah, we'll be like, it's a cultural exchange.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm not going to bail you out of the embassy. I'm not.
What? The American
Why
embassy in America?
Why are we at the embassy?
We don't have to go somewhere else to do this.
Okay, I thought you were going to go to Spain and do that. Good luck with that, buddy.
Programa tonto.
Dolly is the homeboy.
Programa tonto.
I'm really popular in Belgium.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Lies. It's your problem. Beard.
It's my beard.
It's your beard. And your record player.
Record
Belgians player. Love record players. We have Gautier to thank for that.
Programa tonto.
No one can hear you type in space with a tablet.
Programa tonto.
I want to sing a Foreigner song now.
What? I don't even know what Foreigner.
You don't know what Foreigner
is.
Da, 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 da.
That's
da,
not
da,
Foreigner.
Da, 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 from
Empire. The girl from Ipanema's not
a
Foreigner.
Brazil,
song.
Wasn't it?
Programa tonto.
Give it to me.
I have to use my motor.
You skills. Reach it and give it to me.
Give it to me, baby.
You put your hand up there. Put your hand over there to the left.
Not
wrap, your
this again.
Wrap your fingers around
no,
it.
No.
Now give it to me. Pull it. Pull
the
it.
Shaft.
Pull it.
Work
now,
it.
No. Now drop it in my hand. Now drop it in my hand. Now smile about it.
It was all leathery.
Welcome to Derpy Show.
Derpy Show, meow meow.
Derp.
We've got some special things for you today.
It's very special. That's
very,
for sure.
Very special.
Yeah. We're trying something a little different. We actually have an exceptionally long sketch for you today.
Yeah.
So it might take up a large portion of the show, but we think you'll like it. A couple, almost I guess over a year ago, we did an original segment called Ask a Foreigner.
Yeah.
In which we interviewed a Canadian woman, and she gave us a lot of derpy answers about hope chests and Box of Faith.
The Box of Faith.
The Box of Faith and ham sandwiches.
So anyway, we got a young Spanish woman to come on the show today.
It was not by force by any sort of coercion. We actually asked her, and she showed up, and I don't think she's afraid.
Yeah, we don't think she knew what she was getting in for.
I don't think she understood us most of the time.
We did provide a translator.
Yeah, we brought a translator in.
Some people asked some really hilarious questions.
Yeah, we actually got most of our questions from our audience, so thank you guys for responding to us in our time of need.
Last minute, too. Yeah. Props to you.
Yeah, apologies if it's a bit too chaotic to listen to because there was a lot of people in the room, but we think you'll enjoy it.
Programa tonto.
We actually have a very awesome guest from Spain. Her name is Marina. We want to say hi, Marina.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Comme si, comme ça. That's French.
Así, así.
Así, así.
Oi.
I knew the C part.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Me llamo Es Bor. Y me gusta muchos quesos.
Also, feliz cumpleaños.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her birthday.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday.
Yesterday.
So we're close. We also have the assistance of a translator to help us because Marina's English is so-so. Is that an fair arrangement? Because our Spanish is awful.
Yeah, we can't speak Spanish like basically at all. Okay, so joining us to help us translate is Dora the Explorer. Say, habla español.
Hola, hello. Bienvenidos, amigos. Vamos a jugar un juego.
Where is the book? The game when they... Well, my sister used to watch that show, so I...
Really?
Oh, gotcha. Is popular in Spain?
Dora la Exploradora.
Yeah. Interesting.
Really? I wonder if Ni Hao Kai Lan is popular in China.
They have another version that's very essentially the same show, but for Chinese, which is pretty neat, too.
No.
Okay. Do you listen to the Derpy Show Spanish version? We've actually got a Spanish version of Derpy Show.
Okay, una versión en español del Derpy Show. No sé qué es eso. Pero...
Yep.
Acuérdate que son...
Yeah, we also have Portuguese, too, as well.
So...
Speak the Portuguese.
So, now, here's a question. So... We use the word derpy to describe ourselves and our show. I guess we need to find a good word for derpy in Spanish.
Yeah, that's a good starting question.
Like,
I'm Googling.
Okay,
it.
First, define for the audience, for the people who don't know what derpy is, what is the...
Our audience all knows what derpy
is.
Loosen it.
Derpy is a colloquialism for, I guess, was it retarded...
Look up DJ Neo Faust in the dictionary, and next to it, you'll see that it's a synonym for derpy.
What would Webster say?
Webster's would likely say it comes from an internet joke of someone who...
Actually, I think it started on South Park.
Oh, yeah. On South Park?
Mr. Derp.
Who, Senior I guess, Derp. Tries really hard, but is a complete failure.
Wait, I thought
and
it was...
And is very jokingly bad at
it. I thought it's tied to Rob Schneider, their hatred for Rob Schneider.
I derp.
We are showing her images of what happens when you type derp into Google Images. It's this face. You don't have a word for
no
that?
No word for that?
Oh. Okay.
Nothing even close?
Nothing, yeah, no.
What's a good word for, like, silly or dumb?
Stupid.
Tonto.
Tonto?
Tonto?
Okay, and how do we say show?
Programa.
Programa? So, los donta programa?
Programa de lo tonto.
Programa de la tonta.
No. Sí.
Programa tonto.
Ah, programa tonto.
That's not the derpy show.
Right. Our
it's Spanish, you can say
it's
wrong.
It's programa tonta. Es mucho tonta.
No, say tonto.
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 Like tonto.
Tonto. Don't catch up. Tonto.
Like tonto, but tones.
But like tone lope. A tonto. Yeah. A tonto tone lope. That sounds like a weird music video that might happen. like it just seems like
put a reggaeton beat to
like a Spanish
it.
Version of Funky Cold Medina.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh man.
Oh boy. Okay. So we did ask some of our fans on the internet. To provide us with questions.
Oh god, they did?
To ask you.
People did?
Yeah, we actually got several responses.
Wow!
And a lot of them are really good.
It is also important to know that some of our fans are terrible people, so be prepared.
Where did I put my glasses?
They're not as bad as us, though. I mean, most of them are way nicer.
Alright, one of the questions we have is mainly about matadors and bullfighting. As a culture, do you guys just...
No. For those at home, she kind of went, with a really,
like
disgusted look on her face.
Do you guys hate cows, or do you really love beef?
Hate what?
Cows, cattle.
Las vacas.
No.
No, you don't hate them.
No, just... there are people who love to do that stupid thing. Because they are culture, como se dice. Bueno. But they even said, we kill them because we love them. It's stupid, but they are stupid.
I gotcha.
It's pretty horrible practice.
It's kind of like when you beat your wife because you love her.
Exactly. Said that if we hadn't that thing, they would be extinct. They wouldn't exist.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's a weird way of
things.
Oh, I think what she's saying is the argument for, like, domesticating animals is that they wouldn't exist on their own if they weren't raised for that purpose of being, like, yes, beef exactly. or pork. I think that's what she's getting at.
Okay. Gotcha.
Boy, you bridge okay. gaps here. You should be,
wow. Nice.
You should be a diplomancer. Level your diplomacy.
Yo comprende mucho.
You may not know this, but Boar is our resident noble. So.
Yeah, totally.
Noble. Yeah, you took noble class.
We send them to their houses noble. And stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're yeah, the sure. person we send to talk to them. Yep. In fact, when we have to send someone to King's Landing, you're the one.
Ooh! To go.
Oh, wait. That could be bad.
Oh, yeah, it's probably going to be bad.
Oh, geez.
Just don't have any honor, but I don't have to worry. I don't think we have to worry about that for you. We also were asked, can you see Morocco from your backyard?
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, I get it. It's the right. You can see Russia from your backyard. Yeah. Oh, good God.
In Spain, do you guys like American-style food the same way that we eat Spanish or Italian or Mexican?
Sometimes.
What do you buy if you're going to get an American meal? What is it?
Hamburgers.
Is that it? Is that all we have?
McDonald's.
Yes, McDonald's.
But okay, like,
do you have a Taco Bell in Spain?
No
Taco Bell in Spain. My mind.
Wait, whoa! In the future, all restaurants are going to be Taco Bell. So I don't understand why it hasn't already started over there. In America, like, we get lots of, like, Chinese immigrants will set up Chinese restaurants here. Like, Vietnamese people will set up Vietnamese restaurants. Do American people move to Spain and set up, like, a burger joint?
No,
that doesn't happen.
I don't know, but I mean, we have just American food, like McDonald's and everything, but there are not American people.
Interesting. Gotcha.
No, there's no, like, Jose's Diner. Or something like that.
Programa tonto.
So we have another question for you. This one concerns football.
I have no idea.
No. But
soccer or
American soccer? Football. We don't care. They don't have football over there. They have soccer.
Oh, good God!
Apparently, we're asking about soccer.
Soccer.
We're football. One of our fans wants to know. Apparently, there's a team called Real Madrid. Does that mean there is a fake Madrid?
No.
And if so, how do we get there?
But I have no idea why they have that name, but they're not a fake.
Maybe one. Is there just like a fake Madrid team?
No. It's like
maybe like they put on like crap uniforms and.
Como realeza? ¿Qué no es eso?
Ah, maybe.
Maybe I think it's because of it would associate itself with royalty.
Wow. Okay, so in summation, there is no fake Madrid team.
Gotcha. And from this, we've got that not everyone in Europe cares about football.
That amazes me.
Because everyone that seems cool. to come from Europe to visit Orlando goes nuts about football.
Yeah. They always complain about why we don't have football on TV as much as Europe does.
So it's nice to know that not everyone cares.
Well, there was when I have been here in school learning English, and there was someone who said, "Really, you don't like football?" I thought all people in Europe like football. No,
that's how it seems when you're over here. So everyone comes over and says, "Why aren't you wearing?" Everyone seems to be wearing a football, shirt,
a jersey.
Everyone's wearing a hat. They always change the channel to football. Like, it's very interesting.
Now, okay, that brings up a question. When American people visit Spain, do they do anything like that? Do they wear like lots of football uniforms, like
American football?
Do they do anything like stereotypical when you see like American tourists?
Cuando un americano viene que se nos ponemos su camiseta.
Are you saying
American tourists in Spain, like, do they have anything stereotypical? Like, they're always wearing football jerseys or something like that. Something that, you could glance at them and you'd go, oh, what a stupid gringo.
Yeah, Americans. Like,
sometimes they wear. Where's the joke with them?
Is she going to say sandals with socks?
Yes.
Socks? See, I get yelled at about that all the time. But we say that about English.
We just said they are not from here.
I see.
You see, I usually think of that as England. Okay, we have another question. Where does the rain mainly fall?
Okay. In the German mouth.
Uh-huh.
In the north.
In the north? Okay.
That's where the plains are.
Are there plains in the north? Like flat land? Is that in the north?
Yeah. Como es si en el norte hay...
Isn't there a mountain range in
plano, la tierra?
No.
No?
Hay montañas.
You've lied to me.
Okay.
Mountains everywhere in Spain.
Oh, there's mountains everywhere. Okay. So, the reason we ask is because we've been lied to by a fairly famous musical called My Fair Lady.
Ah, the rain in Spain. I
was mainly on the play. Yeah, she knows. So it's a lie.
Oh, is the rain in Spain what?
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
Is this true?
Ah, that's what they said to you.
Is it true?
So that's not true.
But can you repeat the rain in Spain?
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
No,
it's not true.
We in Spain, in that movie, they said la lluvia en Sevilla es una maravilla.
What's that mean?
The rain in Sevilla is wonderful.
Oh, okay.
That's nice. Not even close to the same. Yeah,
that's not at all. It's not different. Wow. Interesting. Wow, that's. I want to know a lot of other things now. I feel like I want to know every language there is, and then watch like my favorite movie in other languages.
Translation, how they drop stuff?
Yeah.
Programa tonto.
Do you know anything about Harry Potter?
Yes.
Do you like Harry Potter?
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. So one of the things that I find interesting, I'm gonna see if this might not be the case. In Harry Potter, one of the bad guys is named Lord Voldemort. At least that's what we call him in America, in the English language. However, his name changes depending on the language, because his name is supposed to be, you rearrange the letters of his full name to turn into something different. It's supposed to be, I am Lord Voldemort, but that would only work in English. It wouldn't work in every other language. So I'm trying to find out if, did you read the books or see any of the movies?
Yes, the movies.
Just the movies, do you know the character I'm talking about?
Yes.
Is he the same
but
name?
But we said Voldemort.
Just Voldemort? Okay. My tablet.
Except for in Spain, it's Los Voldemort.
Los Voldemort?
Here, I got it.
Voldemorte?
I got it. No, Voldemort's always the same. It's always spells, I am Lord Voldemort. They change his real name.
Oh, okay.
So it's Tom Sorvolo Rydell, which then becomes Soy Lord Voldemort.
Soy.
Oh, wow.
So he's vegan. He's Soy Lord Voldemort.
Oh,
like Yo Soy Lord Voldemort.
Spanish Voldemort is healthier.
Because it's, in English, it's
significantly less fat.
And he rearranged it to spell, I am Lord Voldemort.
That's
so they kept Soy Lord Voldemort and then had to change the letters in his real name.
That's weird.
In French, his middle name is Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis.
Wow. He's just Sui Voldemort.
Go figure.
So it's Tom.
French.
They always Tom do Elvis Jidusor.
Programa tonto.
Long ago in Spain, there was a problem with giant monsters fought by Don Quixote. Did those monsters ever go away?
Monsters.
Did he slay them for good, or have they cropped back up?
Or are they now all disguised as windmills?
Si Don Quixote mató todos los monstruos, o si todavía es un problema en España.
Todavía. I mean, I sometimes go to the street and there appear some monsters, and I come
home. So every now and then there are monsters in Spain? Yes.
So Don Quixote failed us.
Do you carry a lance to like stab them?
Yes.
Yes? Wow, Spain's pretty cool.
Pretty hardcore there.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, do you have faithful companions that follow you on donkeys?
Burro.
Si tienes acompañantes, gente que te sigue con los burros.
Yes, I pay for
that. You pay
for that?
Wow. What's the name of your manservant? What's his name?
Miguelito.
Oh, interesting. All right.
She had an answer for that.
Programa tonto.
Be prepared. We have a tradition. There's a train that goes by, locomotive, and it makes the loud siren noise. When it first came by, we can't record with that going because it makes a noise and it sounds bad. So what we did the first time was we said it's a train break, and we started like going doo 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 doo. And all made music, and people really like that. Like that's like the, some people think that's their favorite part of our show.
Wow!
So now we do that every episode.
Train break!
So please join us in the train break.
So I have to sing.
Yeah, whatever. That was our first a multilingual train break.
Yes, it's a cross-cultural islands there. I like that. Like we could maybe do some dubstep or like some cheesy European house. I like
couldn't have timed that more perfectly.
So I noticed mustaches around the world tend to curl out due to regions. Thanks to not Pablo Picasso,
Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali showed that the mustaches go up. Do they still go up in Madrid and throughout parts of Spain?
No.
No?
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Because that man was crazy.
He said he's not crazy. Yo soy no loco. is what he said on a coffee cup.
No.
He's not crazy.
Exactly.
No. Thank you. That is very informative. I'm done.
I'm sorry.
Okay, are you guys still mad about the Alamo?
No.
So, Boar actually went down to Spain a couple months ago and saw a donkey show. Yeah. Do you know very much about those?
Donkey? Okay.
Yeah. No, don't translate
no,
that.
No, see. Okay. Yeah.
Chica Amore Burro.
Chica al amor al burro. Una puta.
Boar.
Un burro. Sí.
What? The boar.
No, es un burro y una mujer.
Yeah, he drove to Spain and watched this. Does that still happen?
Pues, it's the first time I hear.
It was Tijuana, Spain.
Never heard that.
It was Tijuana, Spain.
So you saw that?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, in Tijuana, Spain.
Is that a big thing in Spain? Is that a popular?
No.
Not as popular?
So...
Wow. Bridging cultural gaps here.
Programa tonto.
So I get confused. So Spain and Mexico, that's like saying Britain and England. It's the same thing, right?
Maybe yes.
Yes, it is?
I think maybe yes.
Yeah? Okay.
It depends who you're asking. Oh,
but ¿en qué sentido?
Es si son exactamente la misma cosa. Es en México y España.
No.
El mismo país.
No, es que había entendido otra cosa, que si era como... No.
No.
Ni siquiera tan cerca.
Not even close, that's what she said.
It's the same place,
close,
right?
Yeah, not even close.
Oh. What about the crazy Spanish Halloween with all the sugar skulls and stuff?
Oh, All Saints Day?
We don't celebrate.
Dia de los Muertos.
Ah, Dia de los Muertos. Yeah.
Do you like Dia de los Muertos?
But we don't dress and go to trick or
treat.
No. But a lot of people is now starting to do that thing. But it's it's American, so I will not do that. But like, it's funny.
No, I thought it had to do with honoring dead and
family
and stuff.
Media.
Yeah. So, I thought it's different than Halloween, right?
Yes, it's on a different day. It's on the next day.
Yeah, it's a different day.
All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day.
Programa tonto.
Both North America and South America, we obviously just say the Americas or, you know, America. Is Spain generally upset that even though Christopher Columbus discovered America, the Italian Amerigo Vespucci is credited for the countries?
We don't care too much, but I heard that, well, even we know that Columbus went there, but there was people, so he didn't discover nothing.
Right.
Stay from
but
Spain.
There are people who say, because they want to be important in the history or historical something. But we know he didn't discover anything. There was people there.
Gotcha.
That's the smartest.
Do people in Spain still call America India?
America India.
Do they call it the West Indies still?
Okay.
No. I noticed that you knew exactly who Americo Vespucci was. Is that a credit to you being smart, or everyone in Europe being smarter than everyone in America?
I don't know why the other people know about that.
Yeah,
you don't know. It's normal knowledge. Why don't you
see, because if we walked out onto the street in America and asked who Americo Vespucci was, 90% of the people would be like, okay.
Programa tonto. I have a question. Are there a lot of chupacabras?
I have never seen them.
No.
No, I think that's
like Puerto Rico. That's Puerto Rico. Boricua, I guess, is what they say.
I think it's like just this side of the world.
It's not Spain. They're refined. It's
well,
anywhere Univision broadcasts to is where.
Well, they think the chupacabra came from
a government,
an American base in Guantanamo Bay.
I thought it was Puerto Rico.
Because Guantanamo Bay got hit by a hurricane, and then a year later, the chupacabra started being seen.
I remember.
So they think that it's from that.
Wait, okay. As a wee lad, a boy of but 8, I watched sightings religiously on Sci-Fi Channel. It was a legitimate source.
The show was always at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yes. It was old school TV show for UFOs and ghosts. But the show told me that the chupacabra came from Puerto Rico. Army base is on Puerto Rico. Okay. And since we have that giant satellite that communicates with the UFOs above, the chupacabra was but a genetic experiment brought together from DNA downloaded down from these satellite dishes.
Can you translate that? Can you just translate that Steven's an idiot?
Stupido.
El programa dijo que el chupacabra fue un experimento de... del gobierno americano que tomó
deoxyribonucleic.
No, but
close deoxyribonucleic acid.
Deoxyribonucleico. Hey!
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. Say that again when everybody else is talking.
Ácido desoxirribonucleico.
Wow.
That's better than our way of saying it.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. It's really a miracle. It's almost like Jesus, right?
Wait, are you guys saying that Chupacabra ascended from the heavens?
Space Pope?
To suck goats?
Chupacabra es Salvador?
Salvador?
No, I don't know what Salvador is.
Savior?
Savior?
I guess El Salvador. I thought you were talking about the country where a man named Salvador.
No, wrong. Programa
tonto. Well, how do you say train break in Spanish?
Train break, yeah.
Break the train?
El descanso.
Yell it.
Descanso. You have to yell it.
Descanso.
Okay.
Descanso del tren.
What is Bomba Chica?
I've thrown in some gypsy beats there.
Some gypsy beats.
Programa tonto.
She has a bunch of questions for us and she's videotaping them. So for a little while it's going to be her asking us questions.
So instead of ask a foreigner, it's foreigner asks a derp.
The questions are silly, and most of them I know the answers, so because...
Our questions are silly.
No, the question of my friend, but I will ask
anyway. We expect it.
Okay. We will.
Okay.
Expect lots.
It's true that in the... ¿Cómo se dice la fiesta?
Prom.
There are a queen and the king.
A prom king and a prom queen. Do we actually have that?
We haven't prom.
Okay. We have a big dance at every year at school, and they call it prom. They vote on a king and a queen for the class. So, like, whoever's going to graduate, whoever's in the same year, they get to, we vote on who's the king and queen.
Programa tonto.
In the Bronx, there are bonds in a big ball, and there are always someone who put alcohol with the little bottle.
Yeah, it's spiking.
Yeah, you see, what they do is before prom, people will go on trips on airplanes, and that's where you get the little bottles. So they fly on an airplane, they get the little bottles of alcohol before prom, so they can dump it into the punch bowl.
Entonces.
It's tradition.
Pero they do that.
It's tradition.
But just with a little bottle, they get drunk.
Yeah, but you can only get those on airplanes.
Okay. Because it is stupid in the movies where they just have a little bottle and they put that in the huge ponds and all people are drunk. You can't be drunk with that.
No.
Programa tonto.
Question.
Yes. This one I know is true, but the parties, for example, if your parents are not in home and people in my home, why we make a party and you have red cup.
I knew it was going to be about red Solo cups. I think everybody who is from another country asks about the red Solo cups. I don't know why.
Because they're not in other countries.
Really? They just don't have plastic cups?
Florida has them in Macedonia.
It's famous. It's at the parties, everyone has a red cup. And it's just associated with alcohol.
They make lots of them and they're cheap. And college kids can't afford much.
They come in other colors too, like the same brand has blue ones, and like rainbow ones.
No es solamente roja.
But in the movies we just see red.
Programa tonto.
Do the Americans eat a lot of pizza, hamburgers, or like Taco Bell and everything?
Yes. We had taco, she had
but
taco
you, all the way here. Do you used to, what do you do more, cook or go to that place?
Ooh, it depends.
I mean, cook more.
Personally, I cook more.
Yeah, I grew up with my family cooking everything, but now since I'm on my own, I don't have time to cook, so it's a lot of fast food.
Well, it depends. If time is more important, like if you have a lot to do, you'll eat the fast food stuff. However, it's more expensive than cooking. So if you need to worry about saving money, then you cook.
Depends on how much money you have.
It also depends on how good of a cook you are. Some people cannot cook.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's
no problem.
Yes.
Maybe I have forgotten
something, but I think it's enough.
Programa tonto.
You showing the Gundam style anymore? With the Gundam heads on everybody? Come on.
He's the guy who cosplayed. He just passed with him.
Alright, so what did you think of Gangnam Style?
You should dance that in the break, Elizabeth.
Oh, train break.
We should do Gangnam Style
dance.
Train break.
I like her style.
Oh.
But did you like it?
Derpy style.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's funny. That's what she likes it. That's Spanish for luck, right?
This is dubstep.
So, in clubs, in the discotheque, do they listen to dubstep?
No. All right.
Trance, mostly trance. Trance, techno.
It depends on the club, but around the hour. For example, it is 5. And now people are blind.
What the hell are you doing?
Sorry. Continue with
you. Sorry.
Yeah,
for example, they're in some.
What the fuck?
It's pause. I'm sorry.
In some clubs, for example, at 5, most people are drunk, so they don't care what music.
At 5 o'clock?
Yes.
Wow. They get early start.
No, AM.
AM. 5 AM or 5 PM?
Right? Yes.
Oh. Is that what time would you go out to the club?
4 p.m.
When
what time would you start?
Like midnight.
For example, at 10 you go to dinner and then you go party. Sometimes.
No, doesn't dinner take like 5 hours though?
Yeah, you eat really slow, don't you?
Okay.
Well, he...
Cinco horas por dinner.
Oh, dijo que...
No!
Ustedes comen muy despacio. No. Dicen que los españoles comen muy despacio.
No, normal.
Ay, no sé.
No. Yeah, sometimes, but sometimes. No, maybe for example, oh, maybe at 12 you go out.
Midnight, wow.
So late.
That's a late time to get to the clubs. Here.
But sometimes it depends. If you are not tired, you can't even don't sleep.
Well, I mean, like,
yeah, like our clubs stop selling alcohol at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
In some states, it's some counties, it's different. Some nights it's 1 o'clock, and Saturday night, some places you can't sell after midnight.
Programa tonto.
Since you asked about the solo cups, the red cups, do they just not have plastic cups in Spain?
Ah, yes, but we have like un tubo without color.
Oh, it's just a
clear
tube.
Plastic.
It's just clear and it's a tube.
A tube?
You got what?
The drink. The
so, okay, okay.
Alcohol in a tubo.
College students,
like a place
at a party, at a
no,
party.
No.
No, es un tubo de.
¿Cómo se puede buscar ahí?
So apparently we're learning that college students drink out of tubes. Oh, beer bong.
Oh, yeah, like.
No.
No, es como un trago de alcohol o vamos a decir.
Es como una columna transparente.
Y eso es. Si quieres una. ¿Tienen cubas libres? Así.
Ah, sí, pues eso entonces es más grande.
Oh, okay.
So pero sin saying, color, no, es transparente todo.
So, and she's saying, like, it's just, like, the shots are just, like, little tubes.
Yeah.
And then, if you want something else, like, rum and coke, it's just a big...
Ah,
No, I'm not...
Can I look for a big in internet?
I don't think she's got the question right.
No, I was just saying...
Ah.
No, I'm not talking about in bars. Like, at a college party, like, if
like
you're...
Like, at your house.
House
string, like...
The same. Is the same. No!
They
no.
just have plastic tubes
no.
everywhere?
No. That's what I'm...
Instead of, like, shot
no.
glasses, probably.
If we are in a bar, we use the same, but with glass. But in our home, with plastic.
Oh.
They're like tall
so,
shot glasses.
So wait, we're getting somewhere. So you do have plastic cups in your house, but they're just not red, and that's what the fascination is about? I don't...
It's without color, it's transparent.
They're just clear plastic?
Yeah.
So...
It's just...
So ours
iconic.
Are opaque and colored, and that's fascinating.
For her,
like,
we need to get her some solo cups as a souvenir.
It's just,
so my takeaway is that Spain does indeed have plastic technology.
Yes.
Okay.
Programa tonto.
Did you say El Cajones?
No, El Cajón. Come on.
Oh, yes. This one's very interesting. This is new to me. But she said that she was asking about the nativity set and how we display it. And she's saying that if we have a man shitting in the nativity set... And
wait, whoa. Okay,
hold on.
So,
stop, please.
Exactly what it's what you think. It's a man shitting.
It happens in Spain. There's a man using the bathroom.
No, we have the bathroom.
Numero dos.
No. We have the bathroom.
Right.
Toilet.
Like on the ground.
Yeah.
Squatting. Poop.
Next to the baby Jesus.
Next to.
No, not
like
next.
Nativity.
You have the baby and the queen, the kings and the everything, and maybe in the mountain you can put them that man.
No, why? But I'm
that's,
doing that next year.
That's awesome. Why? Why is it there? Is it just because? Is it because I know each of them have certain symbology to them, but
well,
symbolism.
Caranet.
Is there, what's the meaning behind it?
I'm gonna tell you.
Wait, okay.
Over
but
here we have live nativity scenes where we have people stand out in costume as in the middle of the nativity scene. So does in Spain do they have the live action actors?
No, in
that
the live
is,
action
the guys, like, open
we haven't that in the live action.
Okay. But this year, I'm going and shitting in someone's nativity scene.
It's in Spain! Get cultured, kids!
Get cultured, kids!
Can I tell you guys the story of the pooper now?
Yes.
Please.
Ooh. Shh.
He's a figurine depicted in the act of defecation, appearing in nativity scenes in Catalonia and neighboring areas with Catalan culture, such as Andorra, Valencia, Northern Catalonia, and the Balearic Islands. It's also found in Spain, Portugal, and Italy. The exact origin is lost, but the tradition has existed since at least the 18th century. According to the Friends of the Kaganet group, it's believed to have entered the nativity scene by the late 17th or early 18th century during the Baroque period. So, in Catalonia, the nativity scene is often a reproduction of, like, a pastoral scene, like, out in the country. So behind, like, the three wise men, there'd be, like, a woman with sheep or, like, somebody washing their laundry in a river. And I guess it's just another, like, addition of just a person using... doing something pastoral outside, and he just happens to be taking a shit.
You know, shit's happened. The baby Jesus being born, shit's happened.
Okay, is that where Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh came from?
Oh my God!
That's deep as hell. That is very
Señor Hanko!
Señor Hanko.
I don't know. Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
We're making up words
here. It's been a...
How do I say poop?
Caca?
Señor Hanky los...
Navidad.
Caca.
What? Alright, so we hope you enjoyed our Ask a Foreigner segment. We're done.
Thank you.
You're free to continue living your life.
Gracias, Dora.
Gracias.
Gracias, Dora.
Gracias.
Muchas gracias, amigos.
Yay.
What did she say? I don't speak Japanese.
Tonight's episode of Derpy Show is brought to you by the creators of Derpstep and The Train Break. DJ Neofaust and DJ Snorlax bring to you this new 29-disc collection. Now that's what I call derp. You'll get such hits as...
Carry on my wayward derp. There'll be derp when you are derp. Lay your derpy head to rest. Don't you derp no more. Derp, 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 derp,
derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp,
derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp,
derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp,
derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, because it was my birthday recently.
How awkward.
Hey, it was your birthday.
It wasn't on Labor Day this year, but when I was born it
was. Happy BIRF Day.
Yeah.
Birthday?
Funny because the last time we recorded, it was your birthday, and now we're...
Hey, is it going to be your birthday next?
Yeah.
No, our show got canceled on my birthday.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. Funny story. our radio show got canceled on Neo Faust's birthday.
Oh, God.
This bitch didn't even call. He called me up and said, we're canceled, and hung up and then called me back after like 20 minutes. Oh, and happy birthday.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
I gave him the bad news. And then I realized later that it was his birthday, and I felt terrible when I called back, and I was like, sorry, God.
Happy birthday. You're no more. There's no more show. Yeah. I was driving. I didn't necessarily care. I was just more pissed off at the reason, but hey, drama.
Yeah.
But that's funny. So you're not allowed to have any more birthdays.
Well, next year, hopefully, my birthday will signify, I don't know.
Yeah, the end of Derpy Show on your next
birthday. No!
Yeah. Thanks.
No.
We just can't have a show on your birthday. We can't schedule one.
No. No, was it on my birthday, too? We did it? No, it wasn't even... I don't know anymore.
But, so it was your birthday, and we had crabs.
We did.
Oh, last weekend?
No, like 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was like 2 days ago.
Oh. Well, last weekend I was at a place called D-Con.
We were supposed to record on my birthday, but you canceled for some cryptic reason.
Yes.
So DJ Snorlax and I went on a crab adventure.
Yeah.
For my birthday.
Yeah, we went to Jose's Crab Shacko.
What? Jose's Crab Shack?
Joe's Crab Shack.
Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah.
Shack.
We ate crabs. They had kinds of crab there that I didn't even know.
You know they got creams for that.
Somebody did have a briefcase of crabs there.
Or you could shave one side off and light the other side on fire, and when the bastards come running out, you stab them with an ice pick.
But that's on your...
But anyway...
Beard.
On our Facebook page, We found a derp shark that we posed with briefly.
Yeah. Is it the goblin shark?
Actually, maybe that's what it was based on, because it did kind of look like that.
Yeah. Goblin sharks.
I forgot about that video.
Which reminds me, if you're not our friend on Facebook, facebook.com/derpyshow, give us a like. You can stay up to date.
Yeah, and if you like comment on our page, we will likely comment back.
Because there's so few people.
And we'll make fun of you, or you can make fun of us, and maybe we'll talk about you on the radio show.
Yeah.
In a positive or negative light.
You'll get internet famous, internet monies.
Ooh, yeah. 50,000 internet dollars.
Theoretical dollars.
Theoretical dollars.
Yes.
We'll be your buddy, guy.
I'm not your guy, friend.
I'm not your friend, pal.
Programa tonto.
Well, wait, I want to talk about D-Con. You bitches never went to D-Con.
D-Con? Motherfucker, why are you always huffing, like, insect killer?
You see, the goth kids have those face masks on. Okay. They put the drugs in them.
So DJ Neo Faust went to Dragon Con in Atlanta this weekend, and he's trying to seem cool, and he's shortened it to D-Con, which is also a kind of bug spray. So it's not quite as cool as you think it is.
Did you know D-Con was a type of a... I think it's rat killer, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's
honestly,
rat poison.
Honestly, no.
You didn't know?
Nope.
Okay.
Anyway.
I went to D-Con, guys, in Atlanta. It was a brown bag... with sprays, and as I often all weekend, that was D-Con for me.
Holy shit, maybe he actually did go to D-Con. What the fuck?
No, seriously, the con's pretty baller, actually. It was really cool.
It's a huge con.
Have you guys gone at all?
I went, several years ago.
It's 40,000
I was supposed to go, but then, no.
Really? Oh, yeah, that thing. Anyways, D-Con, it was 40 fucking thousand people to sit upon, like, 3 blocks of Atlanta, and it's crazy, and I'm just...
Do you have any fun stories from it? Something that, you know, most people might not have experienced, or, like, you know, something really cool that happened that you can tell us about? Or you
I'll
just
take
went there?
That as a no.
Okay, so apparently he just went there and there were a lot of people, and that's
the
statement.
Well, I DJed an event for a website.
That's cool.
Okay.
But I DJed an event, it was pretty baller, and,
It was pretty baller. Oh, is it okay?
The event
baller
is cool.
Is apparently your new
baller.
Your new word.
Gangster.
Did you pick up like new gang lingo while you were in Hotlanta?
Yes.
God damn it!
I'm quite the G.
I haven't heard him ship anything recently.
What was
one of his other ones that he was using for a while?
Oh ish. Shit, Weeaboo. Ish. He'd say Weeaboo like all the time.
Ish.
Yes.
Okay.
He
okay.
Said that once.
So now those are all tabled. And now it's Baller.
Well, and so you know, he also doesn't really look like DJ Neophos right now. Like, he showed up. Normally he wears glasses and has his hair all down. But he showed up today, he wasn't wearing his glasses, his hair was slicked back.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in one of those weird, like, animes or comic books where, like, the person takes off their glasses and then all the sparkles and soft glow effects appear.
That's kind of cool. You guys like that event.
He looked a little bit like Steven Seagal, only not fat.
Give me your wrist, I'm going to flip you.
I was kind of attracted to him, not going to lie. It was kind of hot.
Okay. are you going to add no homo after that?
No homo.
No, okay. It's not gay if a girl's watching.
It's not gay if you're in a three-way.
Okay. It's not gay until your balls clack together.
It's okay. Only gay if you look each other in the eye.
Yeah.
All right.
And cum.
Do you look each other in the cum?
No. Where do you look? Where do you look from?
It's only gay if you lick each other in the cum. Yeah, that's probably pretty gay.
No, it wasn't. It was like, it's not gay unless you cum.
Oh.
What? No homo, right?
No homo.
Isn't it like in certain Hispanic cultures, a guy pitching is not considered gay because he could close his eyes and think of his wife?
See, that's the kind of stuff that you should have thought of when we had a Spanish person here.
God damn it.
No, she was Castilian Spanish. I, my apologies on that. But I mean, she was European Spanish. She was sophisticated Spanish. With the shitting of the...
As opposed to everyone else being unsophisticated Spanish? Holy shit, racist Steven.
Racist? No, I'm ethnocentric, good sir.
Ethnocentric?
Yes.
You imply that they're the sophisticated ones, but everyone else is unsophisticated.
So you've got a fancy word for I'm racist.
I don't know anymore. I put my foot in mouth right now. I hoisted my own petard, gentlemen. For your...
What the fuck's a petard?
I don't know. It's like a piece of clothing that I think when they strap bombs on the doors, they hoist it up, or something Shakespearean.
What the fuck? Are you from an alternate universe?
Yes, I am.
Your shit,
my Joker has a red hood, and he fights Owlman.
What?
He's from Earth 2.
Is that like Earth B?
Kind of.
Yes.
God damn it.
I thought there was only Earth 1 and Earth A.
No, Earth 2. There's, like, actually an infinite amount of Earths.
Wait, I take back.
Can we be Team Mongooses? That's a good team name.
Programa tonto.
Yeah? See, I use that word, you know.
Stop saying gangster.
Fine.
It's not 2003.
Excelsior, gentlemen.
I fucking don't like this new Steven. He's hotter, but more of a douche.
Maybe we can somehow manipulate him into, like... We figure out where he's getting these words from. Maybe we can inject words into that.
So you're gonna get my dreams like the people from the advertisements do?
I want next time for like ingrained in his speech that things are Gungam style for him.
Dude, we're trying to get him to start saying fetch.
Oh.
Fetch?
That's so fetch.
So fetch. Deuces.
Okay. That'd be good. Can you start doing that? No, don't start doing that because we don't want you to.
Stop trying to make fetch happen, Steven! Step in. Steppenwolf.
Is that a saxophonist?
I thought Steppenwolf was Magic Carpet Ride. You don't know Cha. You can find.
I thought it was something to
show your dreams to me.
I don't know. Smoke in the Water.
That's the purple.
That's a good one.
First song everybody learns a guitar. Nobody knows any further beyond that part.
Derp on the water. Fire on the herd.
Derpy man.
They'll even bring to you the classics from the cinema. Herp derp. Herp derp. Herp derp 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 derp
derp. He gave up.
It's Jaws, that's all we need.
Why did I picture Jaws instead of a sharp teeth? He has like all fugly teeth. He's like, what's wrong with that shark's teeth?
Derp,
derp,
derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp,
derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, derp, der things that I think are stupid when I hear them, they're funny out in the internet.
That, you know what he sounds like?
That's the theme of our show.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of that fucking G.I. Joe PSA. It's like he
pork chop sandwiches.
He didn't tell me to do things and I don't do them. I do it. G.I. Joe.
Like, damn it, those sandwiches smell so good.
Pork chop sandwiches. Holy fuck, we're all fucking dead. Get out of here, kids. Fuck, we're all dead. I saw the President of the United States last night.
He's not in North Carolina.
In person?
He drove by me.
He, like, drove right by you, like, and was like, hey.
He was at St. Like, the motorcade came through on Kirkman. He was eating at Gator's Dockside last night in Orlando.
Really?
Yeah, and then the motorcade came through on Kirkman Road over by Universal.
He likes beer.
He loves beer. He brews his own beer in the White House.
Have you seen the White House recipe yet?
No, they posted it, but I haven't looked.
I want to go to one of the breweries locally here that I believe are going to be like brewing that. I'd love to taste it.
White House recipe.
White House recipe. Yes, he made his own little like home brew that he's posting soon. Or I know
he already posted it.
He already posted the recipe for it.
So he's open sourcing his beer.
Yes, and letting other people brew it so they can see how it tastes.
Will Wheaton does the same thing.
Yeah, Will.
Will Wheaton
open sources his own beer.
Yeah.
Isn't he that little bitch from Star Wars?
Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Oh.
You mean Wesley Crusher, Teenage Funk Machine?
On behalf of all Star Trek fans, fuck you.
I'm sorry. The Force is not strong with this Klingon. I'm sorry. What?
You're a dick.
I'm a dick?
We will beat him.
I'm sorry. They don't have one ring to rule all the Borg cubes.
Are you aware of Wesley Crusher, Teenage Fuck Machine?
No, I'm not.
So, there was a book. It's published fan fiction. It at one point was like the number one thing sold on Amazon for a small amount of time.
Was it written by a magician or a guy, magician dude hired a bunch of people? Because I know he used that trick to go on.
That was an absurd question.
Did you just say that a magician hid a bunch of people in the book?
No, I heard something about a magician guy that does shows here in Orlando. Worked with a bunch of other writers to basically copy the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing and then have a bunch of people, like, on one day when it was released on Amazon and iTunes to either purchase it or vote on it at once, to where what ends up happening is it shot it to the top 10, and then from there on they're making oodles and oodles of money by basically copying and pasting the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing.
No, this
you
came
talk
out,
about a decom.
This was a little bit more popular. This was actually came out before the 50 Shades of Grey nonsense. Yeah. This is called Wesley Crusher, Teenage Fuck Machine. And it's the most nonsense.
So this is an actual fan fiction that you can buy on Amazon.
Correct.
You bought it?
This is actual. I purchased it. It's written by someone named Kitty Glitter.
Kitty Glitter.
Kitty Glitter.
She do pony porn too?
Alright, do you have an excerpt you
want to
read from this?
I want to, but it's going to be, I want you to know, this is an X-rated excerpt. This is the first paragraph of the book.
Okay.
Alright, go.
And now for a dramatic reading of Wesley Crusher, Teenage Fuck Machine.
And that's where Wesley Crusher came in the girl's mouth, stifling the scream caused by the tiny barbs that encircled the tip of Meow Solo's penis. The barbs scraped against her rectal walls, tearing out chunks of flesh as the feline pilot extraordinaire withdrew his penis from her virgin ass. "What is the meaning of this?" said Captain Picard. Wesley stopped his fucking and turned around to look directly at none other than Captain Jean-Luc Picard. "Sup, Picard," said Wesley. "An orgy aboard the holodeck?" shouted Picard. "This is an outrage!" Professor Moriarty suddenly materializes in front of Picard, brandishing a silver pistol, and shoots the captain in his balls. Picard collapses to the floor, screaming in agony. "Your days of blathering are now over, Picard," said Moriarty. "Now call that guy with the beard and tell him Moriarty said he was a filthy animal."
Wait,
and it just goes
that
from
almost
there.
Sounded like a Sean Connery line from Celebrity Jeopardy.
It just goes on and on about
suck it, Picard.
So, I only got like 10 pages in, but in the first 10 pages, Wesley Crusher rewires the holodeck to make whoever he makes come to life before it gets exploded. So then Meow Solo, feline space pirate, James Moriarty from Sherlock Holmes lore.
Yeah.
And Wesley Crusher, Teenage Fuck Machine, get into one of the shuttles from the Enterprise, blow up the Enterprise, and fly off into space, resulting in an orgy of fucking.
So you've read this whole thing?
I've read like 10 pages of it.
Okay, well here, please explain to me the concept of the holodeck. It's all.
Or wait, are you saying that you don't have any Star Trek experience at all?
I understand. No, I understand what the holodeck is. It's basically like they go in there and they go on adventures through time, right?
Okay.
So is it like the Matrix where like they're in the deck, but then if something happens in there, do they get affected mentally?
It's a video game.
It's a video game.
Like,
they're standing in a room though, as opposed to. So then, if like they die in that holodeck, it just stops the holodeck?
The holodeck has safeties where it can't actually hurt you. Unless the safeties come off.
But is the safety, like, if there's no safeties, is it psychosomatic then?
Are you familiar with the Danger Room in X-Men?
Yes.
It's like that.
But they have little robots that are like behind each
but in, the in the Star Trek universe, instead of there being like
nanite
robots,
structures or something?
No. It's photons and force fields is what they call it. It's
okay.
Basically they use light as the projection, but then they use force fields to be the impact
and stuff, right? Yeah. Okay, so and when they step upstairs, they're actually running up a bunch of force
sometimes
fields.
They actually integrate replicator technology into it, too. So sometimes things will actually physically be made.
So the
sometimes. Okay. Usually only when they're eating.
So, like, okay, I got
so that way, if something's bashed over your head,
it's
probably just a force field, and it would detect that it was coming near you and
stop a little bit. Yeah. Okay, cool. So he rigged it to make them real. Gotcha.
Yeah, so, like, the guns and stuff shoot holographic bullets and like
so that
safeties
scene,
wouldn't let them hurt.
So that scene when Captain Picard's all like, you know, firing his Tommy gun and then the scene changes over to
he turned off the safeties.
Truffle, shuffle and shaking.
He turned
the
off the safeties
off.
In that.
I also believe because they were the Borg that didn't register them as humans so that he didn't have to turn off the safeties. Was that right?
That's pretty
no.
Gangster.
Okay. No. He did turn off the safeties so the bullets were for all intents and purposes real.
Like you're shooting force fields.
Yeah, it was basically like force fields.
So when did he detect that the gas that was being pumped into the room was poisonous?
You're talking about Star Wars Episode 1 again, you fucking cock.
Explain to me the force powers in the holodeck.
Anyway, so yes, about 10 pages in, all that stupid shit happens. In Wesley Crusher, Teenage Fuck.
That's pretty intense.
Is there a song with that? That sounds like song material.
It's kind of awesome, though. It's
Wesley
so
Crusher,
fucking ridiculous.
Fuck machine. Wesley Crusher, Fuck Machine. I hear Benny Badowski like song.
Do you think we could get permission from the author to do dramatic readings on YouTube?
We probably could.
Programa tonto.
Have you guys seen the movie The Dictator yet?
No.
No, not yet. No.
I'm a big Sacha Baron Cohen fan. I saw that recently. I loved it.
Nice. It's hit or miss with me. After just seeing the whole Borat and then the Bruno and then this, I see his approach to his comedy and stuff like that. It's all right. It's still funny, but I haven't seen The Dictator. I know he's taking it.
The Dictator is it's a little bit different in that it's more like a character that he made up and then just kind of like had a whole story for it.
Oh, cool.
There's no reality aspect of it.
Yeah.
Whereas like Borat, they would actually take him into, you know, like, situations and put him there and they tell him that this is a real reporter.
So this one's more staged then?
Yeah, it's 100%
okay.
Just, like, movie.
Oh,
yeah. Like, it's not...
I'll say that.
It's not the shock value reality stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, it's the same kind of humor.
I do support his war on terror. War of terror. Anyways.
His war of terror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard there's a very funny scene on a helicopter.
Helicopter.
Oh, in The Dictator, where they're, like, taunting each other, they're like, boom, and they're, like, speaking their language and pointing to the,
Okay, yeah, there is a funny scene on a helicopter, like, that. Or they sort of make fun of the paranoia that we have. With And one thing that really I thought was funny was at one point he says, like, why are dictators so bad? If you are a dictator, then you could, you know, suspend the freedom of speech, and you could detain citizens without warrants.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know,
nice.
You could. And he basically just listed off all this
Patriot
shit that America has been guilty of recently and be like, dictators aren't so bad. You can do all these things. And it's just like shit that we're guilty
of. In the Middle East,
we
put a lot of those dictators in place. We allowed them to kind of, you know, seize power.
America, fuck yeah.
America, fuck yeah. Derping around the motherfucking derpy states, yeah.
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 Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show Podcast Network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, and other podcasts, videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, @Nerdy Show, to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.